Brother Christensen is the Assistant to the Commissioner of Education and Secretary to the Church Board of Education and the Board of Trustees for BYU, BYU Hawaii, BYU Idaho, and LES Business College.
Now, graduates, as you get ready to leave this wonderful university and go out into the world, you will be, in many cases, sailing in unfamiliar waters. It's an interesting transition for you, but as the Lord indicated in the Doctrine and Covenants, He has established a pattern in all things. There is an interesting pattern that you can find in the Book of Mormon about sailing in unfamiliar waters. You know the story very well. It's found in 1 Nephi. And I'll just read a couple of verses in chapter 18. First of all, a very important pattern. Nephi says, the Lord did go forth with me. So as you leave this institution, I would remind you to think about and reflect on the words that President Clark shared with you, that the Lord will always be with you. Nephi goes on and says, and we did work timbers of curious workmanship. This is a curious institution. As has been indicated, there are four institutions of higher education in the church educational system: Brigham Young University, BYU Hawaii, BYU Idaho, and LDS Business College. Those are probably the only four institutions in the world where you are within walking distance of a temple. That is a wonderful, wonderful blessing. And as you go forth, whether you live near or far from a temple, don't ever let the temple be very far from you. That you'll be worthy, as President Hunter said, always be worthy to have a temple recommend and use it as often as you can, especially if you live close to a temple. Nephi goes on and says, and after this manner did I work the timbers of the ship. Now I, Nephi, did not work the timbers of the after the manner which was learned by men. Neither did I build the ship after the manner of men, but I did build it after the manner which the Lord had shown unto me. Wherefore it was not after the manner of men. The world has drifted from its moorings. So as you go sailing off into unfamiliar waters, don't ever lose anchor. Make sure that your anchor is tight and that you know exactly who you are. And as you go forth into the world, make it a better place because of who you are. And you know the direction that you are sailing. You are on a path that will take you back to the presence of our Heavenly Father, because you are a son and a daughter of God. I testify to you that He lives, that He knows you, that He loves you, and that He will help chart your course if you will stay ever close to Him. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.